The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Grand Bahama News, Popeyes, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon here. It is D-Day for the United States of America. I know you guys are out there. You got all your little red, white, and blue on. You need to stop. It's a beautiful day, guys. I want to just kind of have an open line conversation with us today. I'd like to do that as we kind of get ourselves back to current events. We've taken the entire month of October, and really been able to dissect leadership. I think that that's kind of a weighty thing on me. I don't know. We'll talk about it. It's weighty on me. I don't like the murmurs that I'm hearing as a result of the approach that I've taken. But, you know, I suppose sometimes that happens. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. Guys, make sure you check them out. They have everything that you need as it relates to insurance. If you're looking for something for your vehicles, if you want to be able to do that, is this the beginning of the month? You want to be able to get that taken care of. You only got X amount of dollars. You can't. You got to also get this. Your girlfriend, birthday, your boyfriend, birthday, whatever the case may be. You got some things going on. And you want to be able to shave a couple bucks at the same time. Got to go down there and check out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. Just walk right in. Or give them a call at 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They can take good care of you. If you are sort of in the market, you just got your plates, you just got all those particular things, just had an opportunity to be down to road traffic. I see some people getting plates. Now, if you get your plates, you get all those particular things, make sure you get your insurance. Go down there and check them out. They get in-house financing. In-house financing. 341-1AFS. 341-1AFS. Make sure you check them out. Number 407 Blue Hill Road South. Blue Hill Road South. Guys, got to shout out my good, decent people. Got to check out my good, decent people. Now, our development's been doing this with me for some time. I've been telling you that. We've been talking about that. We've been talking about the innovation. We've been talking about the approach. We've been really been, finding accolades upon him for being able to take this kind of approach to talk about what's happening in the country and how we could be able to look at sustainability. But our development has something wonderful for you. That is the fiber rebar. If you are in construction, if you're building, if you're looking to build, if you're looking to do those things, if you're looking to be able to save a couple bucks with all that you're doing, and you're looking for sustainability well into the future, I always want to be able to be very clear with you. Got to go check out my good guys, Avery Lightborn. Avery Lightborn. He's in the Dugard Plaza right on the side of McDonald's in Palmdale. You can be able to find him or his lovely wife. She's there. They can be more than happy to assist you in those areas. This is art development, art construction. Got everything available for you as it relates to construction. Now, this is for your rebar. This is for your the bell course of your house, your floor, so forth and so on. You want to be able to do that. This is going to last you, probably last longer than you. Go down there and check them out, guys. If you want to be able to give them a call, you can do that. 822-9527, 822-9527, or hit them up, 603-4506. It is frpbahamas.com, frpbahamas.com. Guys, pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. Bahama ruling stayed. CCA says $1.6 billion payout would make it insolvent. Company says it would threaten Bahamas Hotel. I think that was the entire objective. All right. I just think that was the entire objective, as they being able to do those things, waiting on my good guy, Garth, to be able to get in here with me to talk about what's going on today all around the world. Employee stabbed by Bahama. This is information in the papers today. And also, you can be able to pick up and see exactly what the government hosting the energy summit this week. So you see Minister Jo Beth Kobe in there talking about it. The Ministry of Energy and Transportation, Jo Beth Kobe, said that the two-day energy summit will be held this week in New Providence to engage partners and the public as it relates to plans to reform the energy sector in the Bahamas. The summit, which is being hosted by the ministry and will take place at the Bahama Convention Center, will begin on Thursday under the theme Accelerating the Bahamas Energy Transition Through Innovation and Strategic Partnership. So that's some good information, guys. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. We're celebrating 180 years. My God, just as old. No, I just... 180 years, guys. It's the most reliable paper in the country. And you can be able to see that even throughout the region. Join the National Guardian as we celebrate our milestone, 180th anniversary, on November 23rd, 2024, beginning Monday, November 4th. That was yesterday. And every day this month, we feature a blast from the past, highlighting pages from this oldest and most respected newspaper of record over the past 18 decades. Wonderful snapshots of the Bahamas transitioning from abolition of slavery, the period of internal self-governance and independence, and into the 21st century. Surprising keepsakes for history buffs or anyone who just loves the Bahamas. Guys, celebrate with us. We're going to be able to do something. They didn't tell me they can wrap it up every Friday on my show, so we can be able to do that. And we're looking forward to being able to talk about all those persons. Last week, I think it was Glendina. I think her last name was Davis. I don't have my paper in front of me, but I'm hoping that you pick up your stuff. If you didn't, it should still be downstairs waiting on you. That cash prize, the little something for you guys. You can be able to check that out. In the studio with me is none other than my very good friend, Garth Roseboro. Today was a very special day. For the past 3 days, we've just been talking about politics and looking at it from a global perspective and seeing the local impact. We've been trying to talk about it. Yesterday, we talked about so many other things, I guess the politics of our socioeconomic situation. But today, we want to talk more specifically about Kamala and about Trump and whether or not the impact. I think that's more important to us. The impact that it will mean if one or the other finds themselves, either one, who's going to be able to ensure that they support not only the Bahamas, but the entire region. This is 46 million people. There is a significant amount of persons within the region, especially in Cuba, that's leaving. There's some serious issues that's leaving. The Cubans are right now, I think they were agitating for the embargo to come to an end. They were having good conversations and indicating that we want to be able to find ourselves in a better position. Let's end this embargo to have opportunities to do these things. And I'd like to know who is in that kind of a space to allow that to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, my good friend Garth Roseboro in the studio with me. Garth, say good afternoon to the people.
It's a hard option on the day for me. I mean, I don't think much people are even sleeping when it comes to U.S. elections. I've not seen this fever for a very long time. In our own country, if you recall our last election, there wasn't such a mass turnout of support. But last night, the streets were filled with traffic. Traffic was everywhere. And, you know, nosy me, I stopped a few places to see what the temperature was. And one gentleman, I just say his last name, Mr. Kelly, he says, you know, I got something to say. So I said, what you mean you got something to say? He said, well, I got my U.S. citizenship. I was born in 1967 in America. I got my voters' rights. And I leave it on the first flight tomorrow to go vote in Florida.
He's still in the line.
So now he is the authoritarian now, because everyone is just talking, you see. We only could talk. We can't really vote. But they, you know, he's going to vote in Florida. And he said he's supporting Trump because Trump is defending Christianity, whereas Kamala, he believes, is going to give herself to the mark of the beast and pagan.
He took it all the way over there?
Yes, sir.
He took it, he talked like that?
And this is the Bohemian
way. He said the mark of the beast?
Yeah, man.
That is wild.
Yeah. And these Bohemians,
I mean, this is speculation that exists on social media.
They are studying this thing to the tooth and the nail.
That's crazy. People say it out loud?
Yes.
They don't just think about it, read about it, dissect it, no. And try to be able to internalize it. They say it out loud.
Out loud. He said that America is a superpower, whether male or female, is in charge. But he does believe that Donald Trump is going to protect Christian rights in America.
I doubt that.
And he said that what you have to consider is that Donald Trump speaks his mind, whether you think it's idiotic or sensible, he's speaking what he's thinking. He said Kamala on the other side, he believes, is simply saying what has to be said. But when it's time to get what needs to be done, they're going to do it the way they want to do it. That's what he said. That's what he said.
You know,
I'm quoting Kelly, by the way, for those who are just tuning in. I'm quoting someone else.
Over the past generation, over the past 40 years, globally, mm-hmm. globally, over the past 40 years, if you start to really dissect leadership, there's always an exception to the rule.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, there's the rule. Over the past 40 years, we have had incompetent leadership lead countries around the world. Over the past 40 years. Now, let's mm-hmm. take America more specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about the exception. We're talking about the rule. Let's take America more specifically.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at Watergate, right? And then you start to look at Reagan. And then you start to look at Bush. Mm-hmm. And then you start to look at Bill Clinton,
mm-hmm.
and you see the progressive slope that took us down to this degrading, degenerate concept and idea that and then you thought it was like sort of an uptick with mm-hmm. Obama. You say, oh my God, America coming back.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
You say, oh my God, America coming back. Oh, this is just the president they love. They're like, he's half white, half black. He got everything in him. My God, mm-hmm. he can be good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom, there's sort of an idea. He was introduced mm-hmm. with a pastor. He came from Chicago, and he started to talk to you about his pastor and this and that. America, in my mind, has already turned the curb. That curb of morality.
Mm.
And that's a curb, that's a U-turn that turns into itself, in my mind.
Mm.
In my mind. This is not on a straight and narrow. This is not on a wide path. This is a path internalized. America has turned into itself.
Mm.
And they only look for two things. They're looking to ensure. I was in California. You know, I was in California last year for my anniversary, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my cousin, he lives in, where were we? Oh, Jesus, baby doll, where were we? Oh, God, I can't remember. Anyway, San Fran. We was in San Fran, right?
Oh, you're all the way up there?
We was in San Fran.
You got family living up there?
My cousin, he listened to me right now.
Your cousin, he married?
No, he's not married.
You got children?
No, he has the weed dispensary, the medicinal cannabis dispensary.
Yeah, but he married, he got children, he old
No, enough. he got children. He older than me.
I just checking, because you're from San Francisco.
Oh, yes, my good cousin.
I just want to make
he's
sure.
He's a man.
I'm just asking these questions based on where.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying to you.
Okay, good.
As I was in San Fran,
mm-hmm.
now, you see these kind of images in the United States of America about these peculiar people. People are walking around, as like, he took me to the mall. He was so like paranoid, right? He was paranoid when we was over there. We couldn't rent a car. Because I didn't have a major credit card. I only had my debit cards.
You couldn't use that?
You can't use debit cards.
Why?
You need to rent a car with a major. Because this is in the East Coast now. Remember, this is West Coast.
Oh, buddy.
So now we're in the West Coast, and I'm trying to rent a car. I've given them all my debit cards. No, sir, you need a major credit card. Right? You're not a local. The only way you can use a debit card is if you're from San Francisco.
Oh.
Right? Okay. In this kind of an area. And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we up and down trying to be able to get a car. We couldn't get a car. So we in Ubers and we using his car, right? And as we go around the city and we go around from mall to mall and we jump out the car, he's riding with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, make sure you hide all your bikes and do this and do that. And blah, 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 blah. Like, he's mad paranoid as we move throughout the city.
What?
He said, you don't know how much theft in this city.
That is true. I saw some videos. I just remembered that they had people walking into stores and walking out with stuff in San Francisco, not paying a dollar, and no arrest could be made.
He said, you will go crazy when you come back and see your window smashed just because you had a bag or something on the chair.
Yeah.
So if people could see that stuff, they come in your vehicle.
Brazil is the same way.
This is what he's saying to me.
Yeah, Brazil
right?
is like that.
So he was mad paranoid. Watch yourself, watch your this, watch your that. And I'm like, sir, I've been to California before and I've been to the States before. He said, not like this. Watch yourself. Mm-hmm. And so as we walk around the mall, the faces of the people changed. What I mean by that is that these aren't normal faces. People are walking around the mall fresh from their surgery. Right? Their BBLs, their facial reconstruction. There are people walking around the malls with bandages all over them, right? In California.
Mm.
And I'm looking and I said that America has taken a turn. They've taken a deep turn and a deep dive into this self-preservation and the idea of presenting themselves in a particular manner.
Okay.
And as I look at this, I also look at the candidates, Trump and Kamala.
Okay, I'm listening.
And I realize something. No matter who wins, mm-hmm. it's going to be a perpetuation of the exact same thing. Because even when you thought Obama was going to shift that, preserve these qualities of Christianity or these conservative qualities, let's talk it like that. Let's not say Christianity because America doesn't view it in that particular manner. They say conservative qualities. The first thing Obama did was light up the entire White House
mm-hmm.
in rainbow colors. They've taken on this kind of a liberal approach and being able to embrace these particular things. So now they see they've gone down the middle and separated America into the liberal and the conservative. But the truth of the matter is even the conservative are extremely liberal.
Mm-hmm.
30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, what you consider conservative now would never happen. Would never happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not enthusiastic about this at all. I really am. I'm not.
Well, Howard, you sound like the
I'm not enthusiastic about this
at all. You sound like the average Bahamian now. They're not
enthusiastic. There's nothing going to change with this.
But we cannot perpetuate that thought because even here in our country, we're the same way. We feel as if there's no change going to happen. We feel that all parties are the same. All parties, whether it be the PLP, the F, and then the result is going to be the same. I got a call this morning.
I agree.
I got a call this morning. In my bed, I was half asleep. On Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I go back to bed about 7:30.
So pray. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I've been doing that for the past 13 years. The call came in. I'm half asleep. He said to me, $10,000 a month is what is needed for a middle-class family. How do you explain that to me? And I said to him, do you understand that what they are purporting is all of these ingredients like health insurance and comprehensive insurance and a newer vehicle that you're going to pay a payment on, et cetera, right, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I said to him, are you just realizing, because this doesn't apply to you, I'm sure you make this type of money, but the average person is just now realizing that you're poor.
You've been poor.
See, we have identified poor. Yeah, we have identified poverty as living in certain geographical locations on the island.
You're functioning poor.
Not having running water in your house, not having electricity on in the house, just simply not having a car. We call that poor. But poor in this country by that standard means we've been poor long time. But you keep on saying
there wasn't a time that we were okay, so maybe mid-80s. Early to mid-80s, we found ourselves, we could be able to differentiate in the society. We could say upper class, middle class, working class, mid-80s.
Yes.
When the 90s came in, and even though there was a job grab, things shifted.
Right.
Things shifted in the country. By the time as we got to 97, the middle class significantly eroded. Now, the only thing that actually kept that pin together was people presenting themselves in a particular manner. Similar to how your pastors say, you got to look like where you're going.
Right.
So you dress up.
Right.
But you're broke.
You're broke.
You are broke.
Because you see, now that you understand, Howard, that you are poor, you go to the United States of America, we say, okay, guess what? I'm struggling over here. The PLP ain't no good. The half of them ain't no good. Ain't nobody be no good. I ain't vote no more.
I got ain't no good.
I getting out of this country, right? You go to Canada, and you find out even by going to Canada, you're too ashamed to tell everybody in the Bahamas, you're going all the way from New Providence in the Bahamas, from Nassau, to go all the way to Canada to still be what? Poor.
Hold on. You ain't just poor in Canada.
And struggling without support.
Let's be decent, because the Bahamian people ain't going to tell you this.
They ain't going to tell you these things.
They ain't going to tell you this.
And you're poor in America.
You are poor in Canada and unqualified.
Okay.
Because Canadians don't have no problem with you once you are qualified, capable, skilled, because they're building their country.
Yeah.
They're seeking to build their country. So you got to come with skills, but you're paying almost 60% taxes when you reach.
Okay, so
watch
this. So
you make $150,000 a year, you got to leave more than 50% on the table. You might as well stay home.
Man, you're covering all your money. They ain't going with some 60% of your money gone.
And if you decide to live in places like California,
yeah,
United States of America,
oh,
taxes
gonna
kill you.
Oh, I was there. So listen to what I'm trying to say to you, Howard Grant. You leave all the way here. Yeah, you're going to the pump for your water. But guess what I'm telling you? You ain't going to find no pump in America.
Honestly, get to the pump.
But I said you ain't going to find no pump in America. You ain't going to find no pump in Canada. At least you can get a pump in Nassau. You ain't hear what I'm saying? You can at least find, I ain't going to say mangro tree in the Bahamas. You can find dilly, and you can find sea grape, and you can find these things in the Bahamas. When you go to America and Canada, you have nobody, and you have
you moved
nothing.
From here. I had a cousin actually move to California. He moved from here. Well, he was living in the States. He was living in Atlanta. Then he moved down south to Miami. Then he moved to I didn't see him in
the key word is move. Right? What are you moving for?
He moved because he's looking for comfort.
Okay then.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Make it plain.
So he moved from Atlanta,
yes,
which was peculiar,
which was a big lie. Right? Atlanta's the biggest lying city in the world. But go ahead.
So he moved from Atlanta, moved to Miami, moved from Miami, moved to
Texas, the beach, Texas. Yeah,
he from Freeport now. Moved from Atlanta, moved to Miami, moved to Nassau.
Uh huh.
He ain't find no comfort in Nassau.
Got to go back.
Nassau, moved to Canada.
Okay.
Thought he was going to find this kind of an alternative.
Yes.
And he passed away.
And never found home. Did you see that clip where the lady is living in a shelter? And she got a master's degree, came home. Why do you think she came home? You think she came home because she wanted to come home? Man, do you think that these people are voting today in America have an easy life? Let me say something to you, Bahamian people. You want to see poverty? Go in Florida to those parks at night. Go in Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Washington, D.C., where the White House is, has one of the greatest slums in America. You go up to Washington State, go into California. I'm talking about Portland, Oregon, full of homeless people, millions of people.
California, they have expanded Tent City. They call it Tent City.
This is what I'm saying to you.
Tent City.
You go right to Miami underneath that bridge. Right there in Miami, you see people living underneath the bridge.
And you know what's crazy? Is that the migrants will come into your, illegal migrants will come into your space and live better than you instantaneously.
But I hope my boy Smitty called today.
It starts, right, and I see your telephone calls, guys. The lines are wide open. Be a part of it, right? It starts with what we talked about yesterday. When you're born into a community.
Yes.
You're taken care of.
Yes.
So whatever that community is, once they're conscious that you are part of that community, you're going to be taken care of.
Okay. Now listen to me. I
talked to them about that yesterday. I said that's why the LGBTQ started their own committee. They was disenfranchised. They was neglected. They was pushed apart. The only persons who have not been able to find growth, development, and sustainability with the communities that we sought to forge over the years has been the blacks. Let's just be shoot straight.
Well, before you go to your lines or your break, Howard, let me say this to you. I was living in Atlanta, Georgia from 1989 to 2006. I've been to school, 2 master's degrees. You know, I'm handy with my hands. And my friend Smitty, I'm calling him Smitty. I know he can call later. We driving on Buford Highway in an Oldsmobile Achiever. That was this car with all raggedy cars. It was a blue car, raggedy, the ceiling coming down, rust all over the car. We from the Bahamas, but we living in America, right?
But we moving.
Yeah. Now, I had a little Honda Accord I bought for my birthday, but I really couldn't afford this Honda Accord, but I had this Honda Accord. But we driving in his car now. But let me tell you what made me consider where I was living.
when we look to the left, Julio and Jesus driving a brand new F-150 truck. We say, Jesus Lord, he ain't even been to school yet. And he living good like this?
School?
Yeah, he been to school in Tampa. I been to school in Jamaica. I been to school in Michigan. I been to school in Atlanta. I do all kinds of schooling and looking over and Julio them laughing with their music. I thought, Jesus Lord. And all them laughing and they happy as hell.
But you ain't know how Julio
is. Julio them, man, you can't out-hustle these fellas.
Hustle?
Listen to me. Them fellas wake up 4 o'clock in the morning, go to work, come home 6 o'clock, go play soccer, make 2 baby, and then go back to work the next morning. They ain't no easy people.
That's 14 baby a week. That's a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796 on the text. The lines are wide open. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Brother Grant.
Hey, what you say, my brother?
Listen to me. God bless.
Hey, my brother.
I want y'all to hear it. I grew up in Angleston. And we were so poor growing up. The poor people used to call us poor. I was about 14 when I know chicken had breast. I thought chicken lady had neck, foot, gizzard, liver. But I never knew that we were poor.
Well, you ain't eat the beak. Praise God. You ain't had the beak. Go ahead.
No, I eat. But listen to me. I never knew that we was poor until I became an adult. I never knew. I never went to bed hungry. I never went to school in dirty clothes. On Saturday, everybody get their little dollar in their hand. I never knew that we were poor until I reached around 17, 18.
So what was the epiphany for you to know that you was poor? What happened?
Because I growing up, I used the old house. Then I wondered why when I go by our auntie in the States, they get flushing toilet. They get all these things.
But you couldn't be that poor. Tea. You was traveling?
Yeah. No, but my auntie, they used to feel sorry for us and send ticket for us. Is that ticket for?
I feel sorry for you.
My sister,
I feel sorry for you, right?
My mother lost child out of nine.
Wow. Nine. That's amazing.
I am 56, and I'm the last out of nine.
Wow. That's amazing.
Okay? But when I grew up, there's nothing like mother's love. I don't care how much money you have. If you can't show your children mother's love, you fail it.
Wow.
You know, my mommy was a person. I had an uncle. And my uncle was living in Sunshine Park. He was living on Moore Avenue. And when my mother called my uncle for you, he said, you straighten up. Because if he had to drive up there with the gas, he got to get out of you somehow. That means he get beaten.
My God.
My neighbor in my yard, Mr. Ephraim, could have beat us.
Wow.
And if Mr. Ephraim see you doing something and he slap you in the back of your head in the road, you better don't go home and tell your mommy that. Because my mommy say her name is all she have.
Wow. Well, that's a story I think so many of us have in this country. So many persons have this kind of a story that they're sharing. And let's just talk about it. I think all of us are kind of wrapped up in who's going to win and who's the better candidate and who's this and who's that. I just want to know what's going to be the results. Who's going to bring to us the change that we seek? The ambassador of empowerment that will give us an opportunity to be able to move forward. The relationship to be able to forge and with strength so we can get something done. Opening these borders so we could be able to get some significant exchange. Quick break. Be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. we're good for you.
Great news. Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
At Popeyes, we put love in our chicken by marinating it for 12 hours. For a limited time, head on over to Popeyes and purchase 5 pieces of our famous Louisiana bone-in chicken for just $10. Give your family a taste of Popeyes without going over budget by adding on a signature side. Popeyes, that crazy price we love.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Lines are wide open. Please be a part of the conversation. We're just talking today the way that we're talking today. And I like the fact that Garth's here with me. You know, we could be able to kind of travel down this road and try to identify whether or not we should place any significant emphasis on what's coming out of America. I don't know. I mean, a lot of persons from an economic standpoint, you'll say this, from a political standpoint, you'd have this particular thing to say. You want to be able to carry this line about relationships and indicate those particular things and say that our country needs good relations with this and our country normally has great relations with this and that. Listen, man, listen. We need an opportunity to be able to access the funds and finances for the development of what's happening here in the country. We need an opportunity to be able to really empower entrepreneurs here in the country. We need to be able to expand that. We're hoping that it happens through Africa and being able to see the African Exim Bank to be able to do some things here locally. I really, if these people ain't mean us, this is just how it. If these people don't mean us, no good. If they're not going to be able to give us enthusiasm, if they're going to jolt enthusiasm in us to be able to say that this is what we have, not only for the Bahamas, but for the 40-some million persons within the Caribbean. Now, it may only be a niche market within the Caribbean, maybe 1-5 million, maybe 1-3 million, who knows, persons who are eager to move towards entrepreneurialism, who are eager to move towards creativity, who wrestle with the idea of corruption in their government, who's afraid to be able to present a business proposal, who's afraid to have a conversation with a significant person because you're going to teeth my idea. All these things we dealing with in this region.
My God.
Teething real. It ain't a fake thing. It's a real thing.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so.
But the ideas that they have within the region, within this country, are rich, and it cannot come to flourishing because of a fear of presentation.
I want you to believe that.
I'm telling you. So it don't matter to me who win or don't win. Are they going to help us to be able to ensure that we can safeguard these things from the thieves and the wolves and the snakes? Are they going to help us to be able to ensure that we can at least get some capital funding to ensure that we could get what we need to get done, a startup?
Now, you know what you're doing now, Howard?
I do not care.
I'm going to tell you what you're doing, though, because this is the foundation, and you do have a mantra.
what you're doing is identifying the present culture of politics, not only in America, but also the culture here in the Bahamas. If that culture now exists, it simply says to me that the present government, which is the Progressive Liberal Party, under the rulership or the, I guess I should say, the prime ministership of Philip Brave Davis, is living this particular example, which says to me that the royal opposition or any opposition now needs to listen to what you just said. What you're now saying is that until someone brings the language of this capital growth that I can feel as if I'm in an environment where I can trust and I can ensure that growth doesn't only happen for my country, but growth can also happen for me. This is the language that has to not only be said, this is the language that now needs to be exercised. And until the royal opposition or any opposition brings this to the table, as you rightly just said, Howard Gratt, we continue to go back and forth every 5 years, no progress, and simply disintegrating at the seams.
All it's just platitudes. All these are just words that they can be able to construct, string together, and provide you some jolt of enthusiasm on the campaign trail to say that we'll do this, we'll do that, and it's happening all over the region.
All over the world.
We don't need America to change us.
No.
We don't need China to change us. We just need capital and an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
We just need you to put the thieves at bay. We just need you to give us transparency, accessibility, and an opportunity. That's it. The 10 million people throughout the region, this entire region, can get together when you take the chains off and find us moving forward. But we can't do that. Because we got to go through so much levels of thieves and hogs and this and that. And it's a discouraging thing.
Your neighbor's a thief. Listen to me. When I was growing up, as we go to the calls, right? When I was growing up, we used to have people sell baggy and cup and salty sausage. And the minute one person does it, the next one neighbor does it too. You know the new businesses now? Everybody buying the bear, 3 for $8, 3 for $9, and selling out their back door for $5 a bear. That's a new shop now. And your neighbor just opened up a shop last week. You feel like you could do the same thing. The country can't go nowhere like that. Everybody can be copying and thiefing and doing the same thing and expect that the country is going to grow.
Let me take the telephone call, ladies and gentlemen. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Mr. Grant.
Hey.
I like what God said about the poor people all over America in different places. I would like to visit that place on Bernard Road. Pontiana. You know what I see in that? The lady have 6 children. Where is the husband? Where the man is? She have to from everything now, and the pressure's on her. But I learned that even though this women them is being there, they allow their boyfriend or whoever to come inside the nighttime.
What?
Allegedly. I don't know how true it is.
Oh, allegedly. Okay.
Yeah. But what I'm saying...
The fellas, I'm still coming.
Yeah.
The 6 daddies, saying, they come in.
When they sign the contract, they know, they say, okay, you're going to be in here for 3 months or stuff like that. You see, we know it's not easy out here because, like the old people say, loose goat, don't know how...
Tiger field.
But the point is, the country is too small, and let's time the church get involved, and sometime maybe take some of these, adopt some of these children or stuff like that, to take some of the burden of the parents and of the government, because you see things as. This country is so small that I believe it could be fixed. And my last point is, Donald Trump, he could have won this, you know.
Could have.
But because
the thing ain't over yet, he got hours before
the we can talk about it like that tomorrow.
No, you see, but because he carry on foolishly, that's why I'd give Ms. Harris. Now, she's going to be the next president. I've been reminded about Mr. Christie. Mr. Christie could have beat Menace. But when Mr. Christie starts saying some foolish things and Foxhill giving the bird and all these things, see, leaders must know what to say when they get on that the campaign.
He was finished long before the bird. His goose was cooked before he flipped the bird. I might as well tell you that.
You think so?
He was done. I'm telling you.
What did he say about God? He said something about God. What did he say about God?
Don't forget, my Mr. Grant. He said something. He said, Abba cool. Even though the prime Ingram go to displace the God, he can come to him first.
Yes, he did say
that's
that.
Right. That's the line I'm looking for right now. You got to come to him first.
You got to be careful how you say it because why? People are no more now. Mom and them and all them. We have to be careful now. And now we see Michael Pendad, there's a chance now, but he can't win it. You know why he can't win it?
But you talk strong, eh?
He condemn the things that Menace was doing, but he's still writing on. He's still saying nothing.
Well, how much condemnation you want? You want him to cuss Menace out? I appreciate the telephone call, my brother. I got the lines lit right up. How much condemnation you want? You want him to stretch Menace out and throw darts at it? What you want? The FNM tell you, we ain't want nothing to do with Menace. The internal fighting, whether it's pronounced or not, say, we don't want nothing to do with Menace. Every time Menace talk to you, they say, Menace tell you, they ain't want nothing to do with me. How much more condemnation you need them to put on Menace? You want them to wrap him up and put a muzzle on his mouth? What you want? They've already done that. Now, Michael Pintard cannot separate himself from what has been done when he was a part of the cabinet of the Bahamas, and he served under the pleasure of the Prime Minister, former Prime Minister, Dr. Hubert Alexander Menace. You don't get no say in that. He would tell you that. I have say in the opportunities that come before me, and if you give me a chance, we could be able to fix this, this, and this. And I'm sure in the event that he finds himself this opportunity, if he ever gets his chance, when he leaves, somebody who serves under him, who's vying for the same position, will say, Michael didn't do this, this, and this. If you give me an opportunity, I'll fix these things. That it is a relentless, revolving door and a cycle out here. This is what we're dealing with. Let me take a next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing, man?
I think it's Howard Garth. Go.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, no, but, you know, no, I like Garth because he's talking about the people who are happy as hell. I just learned that hell is a happy place. It's just that we were taught that's a different kind of place. A lot of people having a lot of fun in hell.
Mm.
No, that's me speaking figuratively.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if I could touch on the point that where you guys were talking about America, because I do remember spending some time in America, and the only thing I remember about America was there was this white, pale horse that I was in love with. I wanted to marry the horse. Now, figuratively speaking, this is not for your listeners who ain't here. But I learned that the horse only wanted me because my blood was warm, and when I lay beside the horse, I warm the horse up. There was no love there. You'll find that that's what America Foundation is on. They will take from you, and as they're taken from the Indians, and they will take it. And you know when they take it from you, they will tell you they should have it, like they're President now is running, former president is trying to let you know, hey, here's the deal. When I win, I've taken it all from you because the whole country is mine. Mm. And that's what we're going to be facing pretty soon. And that's that white, pale horse that's so cold but needs your black warmth.
Have mercy.
Amen.
I appreciate the telephone call, my brother. Mm-hmm. Is it right there? Laid back. Is it right there? Ladies and gentlemen, I just don't want you to ride the white horse. We're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after news.
Yeah. This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
ride the white horse. If you wanna ride, don't ride the white horse. The white horse. Don't ride the white horse. White horse. Don't ride the white horse.
And we are back, but don't ride the white horse, my good friends. He fell in love with a pale white horse in America. Don't ride the white horse, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here live and in full effect. For all yours who don't know the innuendo, you got to be from the 80s or at least live to understand those particular things. Guys, it's a beautiful day. I want you to join in conversation. We're just talking naturally, just talking generally about this kind of a concept that exists out here. And, you know, what could it mean? What do we look for? What are the expectations for the leadership out of the United States of America to ensure that they do, and not from a selfish perspective and just being able to, what you can do for the Bahamas? I think the region needs empowerment. I think we're seeing issues come out of Cuba. I think we're seeing issues that are still unresolved come out of Haiti. Issues with hurricanes and this kind of a posture that's existing here. We need empowerment, and I don't see that coming out of America. I don't. I do believe that Africa may have the resources and the wherewithal to be able to assist, that we have leaned towards this concept and idea of a quote-unquote superpower for so long that you condition to expect something. And so now we almost like we relentlessly at the gate beautiful begging arms. Is it, can I say it like that? Like we're relentlessly at the gate beautiful. That's America, the gate beautiful. There's kind of a, you know, bring us your huddled masses, right? Bring us your hungry, bring us all your, you know, whatever the Statue of Liberty says. We sit at the gate beautiful, hoping for an opportunity. And you do your best to get into America. It's almost like America would be the quote unquote heaven. And the 12 gates that exist in there, Mexico, I could get deep with you. Mexico, the Bahamas, you try to slip in America through there. You try to slip in America through Canada. You've been able to see the issues coming out of California, but things happening there. A lot of persons try their hardest to get there. Mm-hmm. And then when you realize get there, the only thing a great deal of persons find themselves in is addiction. Whether it's the white horse, whether it's the bottom of a bottle, whether it's prostitution, whether because survival is the order of the day. There's no community in America. There's no community in America. The only community that's being perpetuated in America right now that pulls you in and makes you a part of it is the LGBTQ.
Hmm.
That's heavy what I'm saying, but it's the truth. Listen to me.
Most people in America, Howard, are lonely people.
Listen to me.
Most of them.
Listen to me. I want you to hear me now. When we had an opportunity to be able to speak to representatives from the LGBTQ here, they stated that they had issues here in the country where someone threw them out of an apartment. This is what the gentleman called it said. Oh, the lady. Anyway, so the person called here and indicated to us that they've been advocating and talking about this. This is Lexus, right? They've been advocating and talking about this. This person has been kicked out of their apartments, and this is as a result of these particular things. They have their own internal division that you can write a report to, and they afford you an opportunity to go across the waters into another jurisdiction entirely and live with access. This ain't happening nowhere else. Who else doing this?
Hmm.
If you need money in the Bahamas right now,
okay,
and you want to be able to start your own business, so forth and so on, and you present this particular concept, you could present it to all the banks in the world. You ain't gonna get that. But if you present it to the, you're part of that particular community, they give you the capital for it. Who else community doing that? This is not an advocacy.
The church ain't even doing that.
This is not me saying go join this community. I'm saying to you is what community is about.
Should be.
Now, black people had this opportunity with Black Wall Street. Do you remember Black Wall Street?
Mm-hmm.
When they burned it down, killed the people, so forth and so on. We've seen this before. Anytime that there was an opportunity for blacks to be able to thrive and find community and find strength, even within the confines of the law, they circumvented that moved around that and ensure that they can be able to get. And I say they, I mean those that oppose them. They necessarily only had to be white. It just had to have been opposition. And if you look at laws, rules, regulations that exist today, it's to be able to exclude those persons of black and brown nature. And that's why even when, this, I can get deep with this, even when you found yourself back in the 80s, in the early 80s when the HIV epidemic came out, right? Mm-hmm. Just think about this. The HIV epidemic came out. People say they had HIV, so forth and so on. It was almost like the plague. Oh, you were a homosexual. You got this, so forth and so on. The core of this, the central of this was in San Francisco. That's why you said what you said earlier. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the core of this and this, the heart of this was in San Francisco. San Francisco is a community for those persons mm-hmm. right today. It is identified as the capital for those persons that live that alternative lifestyle.
Okay.
Then the sub-capital for the black and brown has become Atlanta.
Yes.
Atlanta.
And now D.C.
And now I just trying to ask you, where is the community for anyone else? When you talk about L.A., you could talk about San Francisco where you hear LGBTQ. When you talk about, if you talk about Compton, you start to talk about gangs.
Crips.
That's that. Community. Mm-hmm. That's community.
The Bloods.
We in the Christian faith, many of us, are looking for community. We don't have none.
You know who has community? You know who has community?
I don't know.
Louis Farrakhan.
Of course he has. Mm-hmm. I told you he asked me to join.
Nope.
I met him.
You look like one of them.
I look like his. He literally told me I look like his son.
You look like one of them. I'm telling you. You put on that suit.
He told him. He asked me. I can't. But I said, I don't believe in these things.
Being Pi, my brother.
He was here.
They got four holy books. They use four. The Christians use the Holy Bible, but they use the Holy Bible.
They use the Torah.
Yes. They have four.
They have four. So I met him. He was here. He stayed at the hotel I managed for a long time. Yeah. He was there for like 3 weeks.
I like him, though. Right? I like him.
I do. Him. He's very poised. He is,
I like their religion, their discipline. At least their discipline.
History doesn't speak well of him, though.
No.
No. And so he wanted to be able to kind of pull people together throughout the region and take them to Canada. I'm sorry, not Canada. To Africa. Mm-hmm. And be able to talk about Africa empowering themselves. I hadn't heard anything else from him. He was looking for someone with a voice to be able to speak to the region to wake them up. So he invited me to lunch, invited me to his space, invited me to the University of the Bahamas when he spoke. And I just never showed up after he invited me to that last thing.
I like most things about them. I don't like the racist part of it, number one. And number two, they believe that at the end of all days, a UFO is going to take us out of here. I didn't really grasp that, so I didn't bother.
This was when you was considering...
I did consider, because I figured Christianity is full of crap. Of course it is.
That is crazy what you're
Christianity has so much hypocrisy. When you go... I just spoke about this the other day on my show.
You mean Christians or Christianity?
Christianity itself is not real, because you kill millions of people in the name of Christianity. Millions! All over Central America, South America, North America, the Caribbean, the Crusaders. All people kill people in the name of God. They killed you. If you didn't accept the Bible, then you accept the sword or the gun. I can't believe in that either. Now, I would tend to lean more towards being Jewish than to being Christian. That's more serious to me.
You're taking this to a different level right now.
But we're talking about honesty here. One word, honesty. Are we truly honest? If this was a Christian nation, you don't go killing people on the street, Augusta Street, someone hit in the head, two people kill each other over the sister, this one over here in the Camargo, throw in the road like a dog, that's not Christian. But you'll never hear it in the Islamic camp, you'll never hear it in the Rastafarian camp, you wouldn't hear it in certain cliques.
Sir, every denomination, ethnicity, race, religion, have murderers in it. Every single
You will have a spirit of murder, but one of here you got them happening over 100 and how many? 5 in 1 year? 105 in your Christian nation. And tell me how many, how many churches you got on the corner.
Yeah, but this is expedition. They expedite their hatred. Everyone else preserve it, let it long, run long, and find other ways.
200 people on bail.
Let me take a
look. You want to talk about American election? You got problems right here.
Of course we can.
I tell your man fly out of here this morning to go over there to vote to come back home to his day.
To do
you
what?
Hear me, eh?
Why? To do what?
That's what I'm asking.
For what? But that can make a difference? For right. What? For what? That don't make a difference.
You are some serious people, you know.
For what? Listen, We have to worry about our own business. This is just me. This is just Howard. We got to worry about our own business, the business that pays us.
That's what we need to do.
We about here worrying about everybody else's business. We worrying about climate change. We worrying about the U.S. election. We worrying about what's happening in NATO. We worrying about what's going on in the U.N. We worrying about agitation for these. And the people can't eat right now on Brandon Road sitting outside. The man says, six children.
And when the seventh man comes, you know there's a scripture that talks about six men, right? You know about that one, eh?
When Jesus
John said, chapter 4.
You married
the woman at the well.
Yes.
And the one that you have right now ain't yours.
You got five.
And we say Jesus was the seventh man. But
sir, you
that's a sermon. Of course it's a sermon. The seventh man is always supposed to be the good man. But in the Bahamas, that good seventh man was a Christian man who can take children and a woman.
But he already married.
He only could be there temporary.
3-2-3-6-2-3-2, 3-2-5-4-3-1-6, 3-2-5-4-2-5-9, anywhere. From the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hi. Happy Father's Day for all of my Americans.
Oh, this Erica? Erica, yes, what's up?
Who knows Erica?
It's Erica.
You have me behind my head?
Yes. Well, I voted that about 2 weeks ago.
Who you vote for, yes. Erica?
Yes, I voted. And oh my goodness, I'm like three segments late. I mean, from when you were talking about, you know, how difficult it is living in the U.S.
Yes.
Listen. Mm-hmm. When I had my son, you know what made me come back to the Bahamas?
Please tell us.
Daycare.
Mm.
Expensive, eh?
You know what it is? I had to work three jobs to pay. And first of all, the rent, if you wanted something decent.
What city were you in, Erica?
And this was at the time. I was in Gainesville. I hated every minute of it.
Gainesville,
Florida? I hated every single minute of it.
Nothing.
I only knew one person there, and I made friends with a neighbor. Okay? I didn't like the way she spoke with her to her kids, and she had a little daycare. And I was like, no, I'd rather go ahead and pay for my child to go to a nice daycare. Daycare, and because I was a single female, and the discount that they gave me, I still had to pay $1,500 a month.
$1,500 a month?
15.
For one child?
One child.
They feeding them everything?
Nope. I had to pack lunch. I had to give a cent.
America, it's expensive.
They don't want your children.
A job to pay daycare and had to work another job to keep someone, for someone to keep him. While I was working,
and
I
mean,
I had, you know, paid for daycare.
That's why the people leave the that baby on the doorstep.
Wow.
And I listen to a lot of people all the time. Oh, if I was living in America, this I said, you would be struggling worse than you are
struggling.
Now.
They don't even understand that.
I also moved back because I want my child to have the best education possible. So I put him in a private school because private school to me here in the Bahamas, you're basically paying for access and environment. It's not that the kids are any.
You could afford the best private
whatever.
School.
That's what you're paying for.
What that school is, Erica?
I couldn't afford to live in the area code, I'm sorry, in the zip code that I would have wanted my child to. All of the
you
benefits.
Know?
Yeah,
that,
I know how the zip code
is. I'm going to say this and I'm going to be honest.
Go ahead.
I still pay U.S. taxes while I'm here in the Bahamas.
That's crazy.
I still have to pay them.
That's crazy,
okay?
Erica.
I want, and I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not trying to be facetious or anything. And I hear a lot of Bahamians, oh, what's going on in the United States? If it were me and Trump and Kamala and this, that, and the other. And someone even said to me, we as the Bahamas, Bahamians, who can't vote, have influence. Let me say this. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Me, as an American, who can vote and who voted in the U.S., not once did I ever think when I marked my bubble, when I bubbled all 150, it was 157 things that we had to vote for, okay? Not once did I ever think, how is it going to affect the Bahamas? Because at the end of the day, my child isn't a citizen. My child can't get citizenship. I can Bahamian lineage, back to slavery. But someone could come over here on a boat, just like me, who wasn't born here, and their child can get it quicker than mine. But that's another story, okay?
That's heavy.
The other thing is, okay, just like how when we go to mark our X or dip our finger in inks here in the Bahamas, do we think about how it's going to affect Haiti?
No.
Jamaica?
No.
Trinidad?
No.
We don't.
No.
You know, and what I find so hypocritical about a lot of us, oh, Trump. There's this particular, you know, pastor who always liked to talk about the immorality of Kamala, okay? But Trump cheated on every single one of his wives with the one previous. The one ahead. Where's the morality in that? And then when you ask exactly what did he do for black people, now I'll be honest with you, I didn't vote for Barack Obama the first time. I didn't know who he was. He did it at the DNC.
Yeah.
But who was he? He was a horrible senator. He didn't vote on anything, and I'm one of those who vote on the issue.
On the record, yeah, okay.
Okay? And, you know, this whole thing about whether or not, you know, Kamala, because I voted for Kamala, I got on my Chucks and my Pearls right now. Yes, I do. And I voted sticker, okay? However, I have to think about things that's going to affect me directly. Everybody's worried about the LGBT. They're pushing the gay agenda, and I keep asking them, what is the gay agenda? We've always had gay people, even here in the Bahamas. We've always had cross-dressers. Even here in the Bahamas, the only agenda that I'm seeing, you may not like them. You may not, I can't even say their lifestyle, because a lifestyle to me is what you choose. Some of them, that's who they are. You may not like them, but they still treat it like human beings. What someone does in the privacy of their home, it's not, I don't have to go before God for that.
Mm.
And then as a woman, let me explain to them what this is. When they talking about, oh, when you voting for Kamala, you are, Kamala, listen to me. You're voting for 9 months pregnant to be able to kill. That's not true. Do you know what the Republicans are saying? The child has to die first.
This is okay? This is the decisions that these people are making.
You can release that child. Wow. They will not. Think about that. Wow. That means your life isn't even important. So they would rather you birth a child or you have a child that you don't want, that you may risk your life, you may die in the process of having that child. Put the child in a system that they don't want to take care of.
Wow.
As a woman, regardless of how you feel about abortions, we sit here and we talk about that lady with the six children. She probably, Lord Jesus, this again? Maybe the protection broke. Maybe she was in that 1%, and she had no choice but to bring that child forth. And then you had people say, oh, she got, and I'm one of them. I said, where's the father? But then I had to sit back and know what her circumstances are. Maybe she didn't want all of those. And so we're going to sit here and vote for someone who doesn't want me to make my decision, and they say, oh, God, this and the Christians, this and this, that, and the other. God so loved the world. He loved the who? The world that he gave his only begotten son.
Erica, so you're getting deep. You're getting
he
deep,
loves
Erica.
Everybody in it. And Everybody got to go to God for themselves.
Yeah.
Therefore, Kamala going to win this.
Wow, Erica. I appreciate that phone call. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being able to talk like that. That's just where America is right now. My body, my choice. That's where America is right now. My body, my choice. And when she started to talk about this sort of an idea of being able to see $1,500 a month for daycare, the first thing, Planned Parenthood only costs you $450. Mm. Planned Parenthood, in terms of being able to eliminate a pregnancy, I don't think it costs you more than like $450.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
But I ain't got no problem.
Right. And I'm simply saying that these are the things that's happening in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And these are some very hard decisions. And I don't know whether or not the decision to being able to run a country boils down to whether or not you believe in abortion or you don't. Whether or not you believe in gay rights or you don't. I think that there's so many issues for empowerment, for diversity, inclusion, for all these particular things, for us to be able to look at the entire lump sum of what this implies mm-hmm. and boil it down to whether or not you believe in death, before birth, after birth, this, that, my body, my choice is too much.
It's a lot.
This is too much.
But the average person don't really care.
This is too much. I don't care. I don't care to get into those conversations. I don't.
Mm.
We have enough on the table, country. We have enough. And there's no need for you to push your plate aside to ingest somebody else's that you can't make a difference in. America's plate is mammoth. What we have, we need to deal with this. And I think if we have conservative efforts to be able to ensure that we can eradicate some things or at least deal with that, we could find ourselves moving forward. Let me take this quick break, guys, and get right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
This holiday season, stay connected to the ones you love with Alive. Switch today and get 5 gigabytes of data free with your first 30-day plan. Whether you're sharing holiday moments or enjoying Junkanoo Bay, Alive keeps you connected all season long. Visit BeAlive.com to make the switch today. It's good to be alive.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Beulah Gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in every. Everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas. And everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go...
So what are we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant. Today is D-Day in the United States of America. A lot of persons are looking at that, making a determination of who they'd like to see in the White House. I think this is going to have a great... Okay, so let's do this. The last time I checked the census, I guess I could pull it up now. The last 162 million persons in America out of the 356 million. 162 million Americans were white Americans, Caucasians. Mm. 162 million people. Out of the 356 million, and they were living like middle America, the North, so forth and so on, you could find a concentration of the black and browns when you go south. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes because of proximity, we believe that America is filled with Asians or filled with Mexicans or filled with blacks. And the truth of the matter is that they don't make up, 30%. Mm. They don't. You see what I'm saying? And so when you identify these things and you start to be able to chop this down, you'd realize that for me, this is going to have a great deal of people come out for this election. Now, I don't know why Hillary, who I believe, this is just Howard, I believe that Hillary is a superb candidate. I believe that Hillary is a super, I believe she's articulate, insightful, she's good. And America rejected her.
Mm-hmm.
Twice. She was rejected, you know? And I kept looking at this and hoping that, you know, she would be the president. I like what she was saying. I like her poise. I really believe that she had an opportunity to be able to lead the White House in one way or another, very subtly, or for those persons within the confines of the White House, very pronounced, because Bill was busy. Bill, mm-hmm. Bill had things to do. He was busy. Bill was busy. You know what I'm saying? And so when you look at this and you look at the layout, I believe she would have been a superb candidate. I believe she would have been. I've only seen, you remember Sarah Palin?
Of course, I could see Russia from my back porch.
That's it. That's all. Between that and the pantsuits is the only thing that's remarkable about her. Right? That she was quote unquote all American, but she provided no emphasis, no oomph at a stretch. That's all we saw from Kamala. Can I say that? I know you can kill me. I didn't see anything from Kamala. I'm not saying that Trump gave you anything more. Trump gave you Trump. And Americans have decided, especially those persons in the Bible Belt, Tonight we're going to watch that significantly. I'm going to be looking at the Bible Belt. I believe that the Bible Belt is going red. These people are going to be Republicans. They're going to be heavy in terms of their commitment because they believe within themselves. It's Kentucky and all these particular places, they believe within themselves
mm-hmm.
that Jesus Christ himself called Trump. This is all foolishness. It's foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
However, you need to convince yourself of something. My wife did that to me. My wife did that to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to convince yourself of something. It don't have to be true. You just have to convince yourself of something, right? So she says, any woman you mess with, that's just what Bini said, because she didn't say it like this. She said, if you touch any other woman, you know you can catch. This is what she said. So I said, maybe it can't be. She said, every woman got full blown. So I said, what? Why would you say something like that? I'm trying to let you know. I said, but what about your mother? Full blown. I said, well, wait. I said, what about your sister? You can't put everybody to sleep. But she said, everybody. Mm. And that's what you have to do. You have to convince yourself of something, even if it's not true, so you could find yourself ingesting that and moving forward. And I think that that is what Bible Belters and Christians have done for Donald Trump. And they want to try to be able to elevate him to a position that he is like David. Oh, well, David had this, and David had all these women, and David was a cusser. He's no David. He's no David. Stop it. But you know. I don't have no influence over none of these things. I just watch it and observe it. I like the Madagascar penguins. All we do is smile and wave. This ain't got nothing to do with us. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead. Hey, what's up, my brother? Go ahead.
Like
52.
Yeah, hello.
Hey.
Yeah, when you got me talking with you on the radio, man.
What you say? Go ahead.
Yeah, listen. Good afternoon, God.
Hey, my brother.
Hey, God.
Yes, sir.
Don't get my heart in me, but listen to me, man. I get enough respect for you, okay? Now, I like your little monologue on the legacy of the Catholic Church and Christianity and how it was forced on us, et cetera. That is exactly true, but I don't get on with hello?
Be right here. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, as far as, you know, the lady was on, I think she's come on your station, and she was highlighting a little quick chronology of political theatrics that's going on now in the great America, right? But as it relates to daycare, we know they don't care. And so you said something very important. When she was talking about the cost of daycare, right? And you said they don't want you to have children. So, but what you have to realize is that I was following global agendas maybe as long as she was living. So what I'm saying is that these impositions are really, you was onto something because that's what they're doing. This is what inflation, all the price of food, all this is all about. So, you know, they don't want you to have children, but there are a lot of hidden messages that they're sending you to do it. The LGBTQ community has already achieved their agenda. They have feminized and broken up the family and feminized a lot of our youths. You see it in the rap music that they call crap music, right? And we have to be realistic within ourselves. And so, as it relates to, I'm pro-choice, but let the females listen to the voice. So what that means is before they do abortion, let them listen to the fetus, the heartbeat of the fetus, to humanize the situation and then let them make their decisions. Don't inundate the inner city areas. As this, I know it's a eugenical concept because I know the whole history of Planned Parenthood, but no one wants to discuss it on the radio because this is why you have the abortion clinics inundating the inner city communities in America. So if you see out on anybody, you could just go and identify it because you could get in contact with Alveda King, which is the niece of Martin Luther King. She disclosed all of these things. So we know that these are eugenical. The depopulation agenda is eugenical, okay? And so and even if the statistics is needed. So, and you'll see that the most dangerous place for a black fetus is in the womb of a black mother. And so they don't want to tell you about the dark side of the big business of abortion. But it's all about big pharma and stem cells and getting resources from these fetuses and stuff like that, even body organs. They don't want to tell you that. And so why can't you humanize abortion versus saying just abortion, abortion, abortion? And so when you look at the history of Planned Parenthood and you read narratives from people like Margaret Sanger, then you will really see what the agenda is. Like you guys talking about Jim Crow laws, et cetera, you went back up with Black Wall Street, but you have heard about the Okoye massacre. There's a lot of atrocities that we don't know about. And so for me, it doesn't matter who wins because I'm losing. Humanity is losing the battle of life. So what hurts me is when I hear Camilla or whatever, Harris, mm-hmm. and Joe Biden them put the word freedom and democracy in their mouth. Because I remember during the pandemic, when they locked down billions of people, and I was like, wow. How could these people come back to me and try to show democracy in my face when we saw the abrogation of rights during the pandemic, which was really, really, people told you that you were insignificant, you are not, what was the term they used, Howard? The workers, the term that they used. The word that they was using, yeah. essential worker.
So who
gave them the authority to do that? And so as the world move on and we see leaders signing on to this and that, but, you know, I like to say I may be pro-choice, but let's look at it. You have to know what's going on. You have to see the global agenda for what it is. They have already feminized our youth using every rich message you can. So imagine what their messages subliminally. So people, like the guy on right this morning, I totally agree with everything he was saying, and I agree with what God is saying. You see, so in this human journey, we allow people with harmonious and mellifluous voice to sound like they know it all. But really and truly, it doesn't matter who wins this election for somebody like me. I mean, they're going to affect us any which way because I know the global agendas. They will achieve their agenda. They are achieving their agenda because they have the United Nations, and that is a part of the global agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Bless up.
I appreciate the telephone call, 52. Next telephone call, go ahead.
Hello?
Hey, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard, how you doing,
man? I'm good, man. What's up?
Listen, Howard, mm-hmm. you can't let God damn come on and talk about Christianity being murderous, man.
Christianity what? Is not murderous?
Christianity, the history of the Crusades, and they were murderous. Man, if they know history, man, they'll know that those knights who were known as the Crusaders, they weren't Christians, man. Come on, man.
You mean the Knights Templar?
Yeah.
Okay.
But who's the founder of Christianity, as you know
who's
it?
The founder?
Yeah.
Christ Jesus.
No.
Who was?
Christ was a Jew. You can't find yourself. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost. He was brought forth by Mary. He didn't have to find himself.
Howard.
Christianity is a religion, not a person.
Howard.
Go ahead, cuz.
Are you a Christian?
Yeah, I am. I am a Christian, yes.
He can't allow God to be talking these things,
untruth, man. No, let me ask you a question. If we are to study to show ourselves approved, why is it the approach of being able to hide these things and really discuss
this
or
do.
Have a discourse?
You want to hide it.
Why? Why?
You can't hide history, but I'm telling you what happened. The true remnant.
Yeah, but this is why we're having this conversation. If we discuss this in the open, then all of us get clarity.
Everything under the banner of Christianity. But I'm telling you that it was not the remnant of Christ who were doing those things. There were persons who went out using Christ's name under the banner, but they were not true Christians, man. Come on, God.
So what's a true Christian?
One who believes in Christ Jesus, who follows his law.
The thief on the cross was a Christian because he believed in Christ Jesus too, but he's still a doggone thief.
Say what?
He's a thief. The thief on the left, the thief on the right, the man say, I know this man, but he's still a thief. You still put him to death, he's a thief. A thief is a thief and a murderer is a murderer, man. Don't tell me about no Christianity like everybody in Christianity is pure.
Oh,
That's not true.
No.
The greatest of us is the worst of us because you're a sinner. A sinner's righteousness is as filthy rags. So don't try to excuse yourself from this, my brother.
No, sir. You use history saying that.
I use history because it was founded. It was founded on a lie.
They were Christians. They were not Christians. That's all I'm telling you, you know. They were not Christians.
I don't know. Let me ask you this question. You offended because he structured death and Christianity in one sentence.
I'm not offended. I'm just correcting him, you know?
No. I mean, I think all of us have our path in terms of how we approach it. You're provoked to call. Are you offended by what he said?
I just want to correct him. I'm not offended.
Okay, so historically, if we study to show ourselves approved, not only with the Bible, if we study to show ourselves approved and look across Christianity and look across these particular things, if you only look in Genesis, if you look at these particular things, then you identify that this was murder. This is death. Death.
I agree. It was murder.
Okay,
was
so now great. You agree.
It was plunder.
Okay,
but
let me ask a question. Call
the true remnant of Christ.
So is the Bahamas then a Christian nation? Let me hear this.
I got to let it go. Thank you so much for your telephone call, my brother. I do appreciate that. No, you can change it. You can change the course of the conversation.
Yeah.
I do appreciate your call, man. I do thank you. And I think the entire concept of the show is to be able to provoke you to one, think. And if the provocation push you to a conversation in terms of being able to call, that's something to find out more about it. I think all of us have a responsibility for being able to dive deeper. I think many of us call ourselves Christian and cling to this kind of a concept about the tradition of what your father said or your mother said or this and that, or your Grammy said about what Christianity is, but you did no studying for yourself. Many of us are like the fellows who say, you know, well, my pastor say, Jesus, baby, you ever read the Bible? You ever read anything in the Bible?
False prophets will come.
My pastor say.
Many false Christs will come.
Did you read this in the Bible?
Many false Christs will come. But he said they ain't real Christians, so okay. I give him that one.
I don't have a problem having these kind of conversations.
I'll submit to that.
I don't have a problem. And I think that if we're going to be honest, the entire conversation that's happening with the election coming out of America has really disintegrated into this kind of a conversation.
This
that's
is what it is.
That's all this is about Christianity, Planned Parenthood.
The perception, what's acceptable, what's not acceptable.
This is crazy.
Definition. This is what you're trying to tell this God. That's all it is. It's rhetoric.
This is a lot. Quick break. Be right back after this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame-grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich plus four chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite. And at $9.95, including VAT, it's a... And enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. I mean, come on, man. Y'all got to take this. I preach it in here to God because, you know, I don't want to change the conversation, right? Give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325. Yeah, because, guys, come on, man. Come on. Right? Okay. Howard, you are pleasantly plump. It's okay. It's okay. Watch me. Howard, you're not fat. You're pleasantly plump. Uh-huh. And I accept that. Okay. I walk around here with this sort of an idea that I'm pleasantly plump. Uh-huh. And then you go to a realist or you go to a doctor and the doctor said you're overweight.
Uh-huh.
But you didn't want to hear overweight.
No.
You didn't want to hear that you're... Oh, no, that's unkind. You don't want to hear that. You could accept this kind of an idea that it's pleasantly plump. Like pleasant. You want to hear these particular things. But you don't hear fat as denigration. That's mm-hmm. condescension. Yes, how dare you say that?
Yes.
All is the same thing. And no inflection in the word of God that I've read. Not this Bible I've read. Uh-huh. No inflection. No book that I did not see murder, a liar, a thief in the thing.
Say true.
Not one single... not one book.
From Genesis.
Not one book.
Straight to Revelation.
Listen to me. I didn't go into the thing.
My God.
I didn't go into the thing. You talk about the liberty for those persons who align themselves with God. You talk about the liberty and the access for those particular persons who commit themselves to God. Even those people who committed themselves to God, as soon as God turned his back, they wilding out.
Mm-hmm.
They are having, they finding all the gold to be able to do what? And guess what? If nothing changed under the sun, if ain't nothing new under the sun, us being able to provide a certain pronouns and given new language to an old archaic thing don't change what it is. It is sin.
Homeboy, David killed Goliath. What did Goliath do, David, so? And David killed Goliath.
Because he was uncircumcised, I suppose. That was the introduction.
Oh, okay.
You so uncircumcised.
Christians can't kill it. Okay. Go ahead, man.
This is too much.
Into that.
Next telephone
not today.
Call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, we said.
All is well. Turn your radio down.
Yeah, so if God say Adam and Eve, God made Adam and Eve, right? And God wanted all of us to get married and have, be fruitful and multiply, right? So why the Christian, why the Catholic them, we don't want to, they don't get married like the priest them.
Their marriage is to God.
Their marriage, but that's what it was for.
It's like a vow of a eunuch. They're giving their everything to God in total service. That's why they do it.
Until God don't see them, and then...
Yeah. But they try to deny themselves of these pleasures and so forth.
Anyway, praise God. Let me take a next telephone call. Yeah. Listen, I didn't want to take the conversation here.
Yeah, we ain't going there. But they like talking
about this. This is too much.
Yeah, but me and...
Call her on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's
going on, man?
All is well. What you say?
Hey, God.
Yes, sir.
Hey, but I remember Sunday because the Dolphin is playing, but I listened for half an hour last week.
But you owe me tax.
Uncle Suhan on, and you was talking to that. I catch in half an hour that show, but the Dolphin is playing, so I ain't catch that Sunday. But I can try to set the alarm to catch it because, you know, I tell you Sunday.
Yeah, check the podcast out later.
No phone, no knocking around me from 12 o'clock.
That's all right, over. That's all right. What you hear with Howard now? What you got for Howard?
Yeah, I got for Howard.
You got something for me to drink later, though.
Erica Wells would call, right?
Yeah, that was Erica.
Yeah, man, she don't love the Bahamas, man. She going over there and do the right thing and then vote and was trying to get minutes re-elected for us. Come on, man. She's trying to get dead, lousy minutes for us re-elected.
Hold on. Let's fix this now. Let me fix this for you.
Yeah.
Erica's core reason, that she said, coming back to the Bahamas... was because of daycare, the expense of daycare.
No, but she was trying to get
when Minnis came in,
Minnis
gave all of us free daycare.
Uh-huh. She's trying to bring dad Minnis back for
if
us.
If the only reason... If
and the, then to make the right decision.
Hold on, but...
Oh, come on, Erica. You don't love the Bahamas, man. You don't love the Bahamas.
No, man. Minnis didn't
you
do all bad.
You don't love the Bahamas, say that.
I appreciate the telephone call, my brother. Thank you so much. Minnis didn't do that bad. If Erica is saying to you one of the core reasons why she came back to the Bahamas is because of daycare... And when she came here agitated, I don't know whether or not she suddenly told Minnis, you got to consider this. I don't know whether or not that it came across him, but when he gave an opportunity... Because my child ain't paid daycare for a couple of years. Praise God. Throughout the pandemic, we ain't paying no daycare. I ain't paying no daycare for my children. I had two. The government paid for them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God is good. God is good. Daycare is a real thing.
Expensive.
I got two children. So I didn't have to pay $1,500 a month for one. But I had to pay almost $700 to $800 for the two.
What?
Yeah, that's how much it costs a month.
Jeez.
$300-something.
And these children are so ungrateful. They don't understand it.
The children?
Yeah.
You just don't feed them for 2 days. They can say, I'm sorry. That's it. Don't worry about it, right? They can be all right. The children are good.
Oh, my God.
They can be okay. But you still got to have them. You got to go through the trial and tribulation up and down, and then one day
is what, I know you're closing now, Howard, but this is what I want people to remember about the great United States. The state of Florida, your rent for an efficiency is going to start around $1,500 to
$1,700.
For efficiency.
You might as well live in an Airbnb.
So what people are doing there, they will have a roommate and they will rotate. I work morning shift, you work night shift. So they're sharing the same space and they probably change the linen or don't change the linen and share the bed, etc. That's how people are now living and surviving in Florida. The cost for a car, the cost for maintenance, the cost for daycare, the cost for everything in America is astronomical. If you go to places like New York, it's truly unbelievable. Canada is just as cold as the winter is. The economy can also be
you to live in a closet in America. A closet. Yeah. A closet room in America.
So what I think I can get from this show, whether you're Christian or not, whether you believe in God or not, the one thing I'm going to get from this show today is you got to fix your country.
That's it.
You got to fix your community.
That's it.
You got to fix your home. And you got to fix yourself. Plenty of you behaving people, y'all melt the way up. Y'all worse than 10 Trumps and 10 Harris together, eh? You got to fix yourself, man. I bad too. I ain't pointing the finger at you only. I got to fix cars too. So when I passed them three neighbors yesterday on the road and didn't get them a ride, that's God fixing himself.
With God, you keep passing your
neighbors. I passed three.
God, I thought it was
one. I saw them.
I thought it was one. Now it's two more.
I saw three of them.
Hey, listen to me. Y'all, listen. If God, if you have a problem in your house, they can let people
My break. House is fixed.
They can let people break in your house if they see something.
They could break. But I got three floors. They could jump off the third vice and they slip and fall.
God, these people, they can help you in the neighborhood.
That's all right.
Hey, if their mango fall in their yard, in your yard, they want that back.
They can get it, but they got to pass to the open pincher. That's all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me see if I can take this quick call. Call her, go on the line. You got 30 seconds. Go ahead, call it.
Hey, yeah. I can say to America, the lesser of two evils.
If you see, why are you disgusted like this?
Who's the lesser of two evils in America?
The GNN is keep it real, God. Keep it real.
Who's the lesser of two evils in America?
Between Trump and Kamala, I know which one is the victim.
He's a politician, boy.
But if you see Kamala Harris win this,
I'm scared if Kamala win. I'm afraid.
If she state of North Carolina, she's the next president.
We can look for that tonight.
Good.
We can look for that. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly. I can look for that. I'm looking at the Bible Belt. North Carolina is a part of the Bible Belt.
Yes, it is.
North Carolina, South Carolina is a part of the Bible Belt.
That's where
looking at that. Mm-hmm. And like you said, if she wins that, but you know why? That's even heavier because North Carolina had travesty. They had a tremendous amount of persons just die. They had all these things going on. It wasn't in Raleigh. It's I think it was a little bit southeast of what was happening in Raleigh, right? Raleigh was fine. My son's in Raleigh. Mm-hmm. I told you that my son's in
Raleigh.
When you
go inside, right? Like Charlotte, you go into Winston-Salem, especially Winston-Salem. Winston-Salem actually is looking good right now. It's actually bouncing back. There are cities that are actually bouncing back. And I think right now, Nassau, Howard, I'm going to say this. We need to bounce back. People, put down those knives, put down those guns, put down those bats y'all are using and cutlasses.
People using bats?
When someone got their head knocked off last night.
I'd prefer somebody to use a bat. I mean, but not to kill. I mean, but, you know.
But we got
to
get this country together, man. My God. It's only, 21 by 7? We could get this right out.
We got to fix this. I think we can.
Let's focus on us and get it fixed.
If we pay attention to the business that pays us, if we pay attention to the preservation of our nation, if we pay attention to the legacy, the attention to what needs to happen, not just what used to happen, what needs to happen, and move ourselves forward like that, we could see this country change. If we put 25% of the energy that we dispel and displace for all these things that happen around us.
Climate change and all them things.
If we put 25% into that energy into the preservation and development of our nation.
Yes.
We could see some things change.
Amen.
We can. ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow we're going to have a good conversation. You know, the pundits are indicating that it may be a while because it's a hotly contested race. But whoever reached that 207 electorate, the electoral votes, is going to be the next president of the United States of America. I'm praying for America. I've heard too much conversations about civil war and this and that. It's just stupid.
Yes.
It's silly.
That's idiotic.
It's silly that people will come on the airwaves and charge the environment with this kind of a foolishness.
All that negative energy.
This is what they say.
Yes.
So we pray for America. We pray for our brothers and sisters. Whoever win, my God, you still got to go to work tomorrow. You still got to go to work.
They're in the park.
You got to be able to do these things. Guys, that's the show today. You're able to tune in with us. We're going to see you tomorrow right here live and in full effect on Wednesday. Garth, you're supposed to be coming with me on Wednesday. You better come again tomorrow.
Yeah, but I got to be wearing bulletproof.
Pause.
But
that was too much.
Vest.
That was too much. That was too much, right?
No, bad man, leave that alone.
I can see you tomorrow. 96.9 FM radio. Guys, you're going to see you tomorrow right here on The Foundation. Foundation.